my parents came separately. My father came in 1928. At that time, from what I understand, Herzegovina was a very poor land. It was very difficult for them to earn a living. He would have been a son born later on. So with the land being divided the way it was, it would have been probably less and less, and he probably couldn't or didn't see a future in farming a rocky soil that was very hot. Mm-hmm. It was a very, well, you know, the climate there is mm-hmm. very hot. It was later on that they put that, what they call the canal in. That was much later on that they put mm-hmm. that in. That would have been afterwards in the 50s. And then Herzegovina began to prosper because they had the water. So he left. He immigrated to Canada. He landed in Montreal. He took the boat over. He landed in Montreal. Mm. From there, he just hoboed all across Canada. Wherever you could find work, you did. Mm. And they used to jump the trains. They couldn't afford to pay for passages. So as the trains went by and would slow down or whatever, they would jump these in those cars in the back where they would keep the livestock or foods or whatever. And that's how he went all across Canada. My father said that he was in every province but Newfoundland. And that would have been in the 30s because we had the Depression here.
Oh.
And he had to just go and work like on farms or here or there or everywhere. He was a general laborer, whatever was available. He worked his way back to the Maritimes and he wound up in Sydney. He owned a store. My father had the general store on the corner of Henry and Fisher Street.
Hmm.
At that time, there were no supermarkets the way you have now, and people shopped at their local store. So he would have sold meat, he would have sold dry goods, canned types of things. And if people would special order something, he would get it for them.
So how come that he came to Sydney to open a store?
He just drifted his way across. It was the Depression. You just went from community to community. At the time, he probably thought, well, okay, I'll open a store. There was a Croatian community here at that time. They were from his area. Mm-hmm. Most of them were from Vitina, from Herzegovina, from Veliaci.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the same general area, within like a 30-kilometer distance. So I guess he felt that these were his people closest to him. He'd open a store and seek his fortune here.